Ooh, everybody's so quiet.
I'm Michelle Vaughn, and I'm thrilled to be here to deliver the message today. Several years ago, while we were at band practice, I was getting ready to sing a solo for a summit service, and Mark said, "Are you a little nervous?" I says, "No, I'm fine." I said, "A little nervous, but I'm fine." He said, "What would you rather do, sing a solo or preach?" And at that time, since I was about ready to give the solo, I said, I would really rather preach. Be careful what you say out loud to the Lord. So, since all of our clergy are at annual conference today, Reverend Derek tagged me to give the message. I consider this to be an honor and a privilege, so we'll do my best to say something significant. I was busy writing this message on Thursday, sitting in my office typing away, and I walked out into the living room where Steve was typing away on his computer, and I said, "No, I'm making really good progress. I'm feeling really good about this." And he looked at me and he said, "My wife is writing a sermon. My wife is writing a sermon." He was a little incredulous that that was actually happening. So will you pray with me? Oh God, who on this day of Pentecost taught us the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We are on the brink of significant change in the life of our church. Our dear senior pastor, Reverend Derek, is moving on, and we will be receiving a new senior pastor, Reverend Karen Yokota Love, in a little over a month. Change is hard. It is challenging. It can also be exciting and a chance for new opportunities and pathways. That change, even though it can be a positive one, is incredibly wrought with dread and fear. We have all experienced change similar to this. Early on in my teaching career, about 3 years in, I was assigned a high school drama class. The teacher who had taught this class previously had elected to teach a younger age group at another school. So I walked into a class of high school drama students as the new teacher. Although many of these students had been in my English classes for a few years, I was new to them in this new capacity. And I had a very different teaching style than the former teacher had. Things were not going well. One of the students wandered into my empty classroom one day at lunchtime. She was one of the older students, a senior with amazing maturity, and she and I had a very positive relationship. We chatted a bit, and then she said, "You're struggling with us, aren't you?" I told her that I was, and asked her what she thought was going on. I trusted her to tell me the truth, and she trusted me to listen. She told me that the drama class, had had a wonderful relationship with the former teacher, and they felt sad that she was no longer teaching at the high school. This young senior in high school continued, "It's kind of like you are the stepmother, trying to do what the mom had done. We are reluctant to let you take over." All of a sudden, I got it. The students had an expectation that the drama class would be conducted exactly the same way the former teacher had conducted it. I had not taken the time to acknowledge their relationship with the former teacher, explain the differences in our teaching styles, and had also not taken time to build a relationship with these students in an arena different than my regular classroom. I humbled myself, called a class meeting the next day, and we discussed what was blocking us from just doing drama. We had a great conversation, made a plan on how they, as well as I, would work to do better together, and we all left class that day feeling that we were building a relationship based on trust and understanding. It wasn't easy, but those students and I learned to accept and embrace the change. They and I both had to be more flexible with our expectations and how we behaved. We all need this type of understanding in order to be prepared to welcome change and a new spiritual leader into our amazing Blaine church family. Reverend Derek has been serving at Blaine for about 8.5 years. He's the only Methodist senior pastor I have ever had. As some of you know, I attended an Episcopal church before coming to Blaine. I am what they call a cradle Episcopalian. I believe the only times I had been in a Methodist church was to attend the weddings of friends. I was a member of St. Augustine's in the Woods Episcopal Church in Freeland, Washington, on Whidbey Island for almost 50 years. St. Augustine's had 2 full-time priests in that 50 years. The priest I knew growing up was Father Bill Burnett. He was amazingly kind, open-minded, and open-hearted. He was young and incredibly intelligent when he came to St. Augustine's. He was there to guide me through a few difficult times in my life. He served for 30 years before retiring in 1999. I had known him as my priest from the time I was a teenager until I was in my mid-40s. One of his gifts was delivering his sermons without notes. He was truly led by the Holy Spirit as he was preaching, much like Reverend Derek. I was very upset when I learned of his pending retirement. A new priest would soon take his place, and I didn't know what to expect. I am not one who enjoys change. Change is hard for me. I like life to be consistent and predictable, and it is not. Change is inevitable, and as I have grown older, I am better able to go with the flow. Father Bill, after his year of separation from the congregation, came back and joined us in our worshiping. He quietly worshiped with us, participating in the life of the church in a very minimal way. After all, he was retired until his death in 2013. Father Bill was followed by Father Nigel Tabor Hamilton. The transition wasn't without some trepidation on my part, since I had only known worship with Father Bill. Father Nigel is from England and attended seminary in Northern Wales. He was in a second career, having spent his early adult years in the travel industry. He brought new ideas, new gifts, and his lovely British accent to our church. He also has an amazing knowledge of the Bible and the history behind the events in the Bible. Every sermon he gave included some fascinating context for our Bible stories. And he used notes. He is also my contemporary. We are the same age. We became close friends, and he was my spiritual rock when I needed him. I love and respect him so much. Because I learned to keep an open mind and heart when Father Bill retired, I was able to embrace the unique gifts and personality of Father Nigel. Nigel retired as of May of this year. The congregation of St. Augustine's is now searching for a new priest. So both congregations that I love are facing new leadership, challenges, changes, and opportunities. This is an excerpt of a message Father Nigel sent out on email as he was approaching his last day of service at St. Augustine's. Yes, I'm still on their mailing list. He wrote, "This is an exciting time, and it's a challenging time. There's always a sense of loss when parting is involved, a little bit of a funeral feeling. It doesn't have to be a terminal parting. It can be a time of reimagining. And for people of faith, it will always end in joy. After all, we are an Easter people. So keep looking for the joy that's waiting for you. Essentially, what I have learned through change and transition of church leadership is that the worshiping community, the congregation, us, we are the church. We, the lay people, the congregation, are the heart and soul of what Blaine is. It has been, and it will continue to be. So many of you know this. You have seen pastors come and go, probably more times than you would have liked to have had happen. Some pastors, I am sure, were great fits, and others maybe not so much. What remains constant is our faith in God and our love and respect for each other. As followers of Jesus Christ, we know that the grace of God is always with us, no matter what. We, the church, are the rock. The history of Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church is amazing. Look at how those early founders and leaders remained steadfast in the belief that all would be well, that Blaine would continue on even in the face of incredible hardship. That is what true faith is. I entered the church for the first time over 8 years ago, just after Reverend Derek took over as senior pastor. Steve said to me, and Steve grew up in this church, he said, "Let's go check out Blaine." This was the church he'd grown up in. "I hear there's a new guy there, and he's pretty good." We came, and we stayed, not just because of Reverend Derek, because of you. You, the worshiping community, welcomed me with open arms. I found my place in this church. You have all given me the opportunity to stretch my faith in ways that I had no way of knowing that I could. I love you for that, and I am grateful to all of you every single day. So now we are preparing to welcome a new pastor, a new senior pastor. There is a very human feeling that we are waiting to see what Reverend Karen can do for us. We're apt to stand with our arms folded in front of us. You've seen this. Where you stand and go, "Okay, what you got? You know, bring it." And that's a "we'll wait and see" attitude. What I would like to suggest is that we think of what we can do for Reverend Karen. How do we make her feel welcome? She is just as nervous about this change as we are. I suggest that instead of standing with our arms folded, that we stand with open arms, extending the love and acceptance that I felt when I first entered this church. This is what we, the people of Blaine, do. We love and we accept. And we will need to wear name tags, please. For Reverend Karen, wear them religiously. Of course, I don't have mine on. On this day of Pentecost, we celebrate the Holy Spirit descending on the disciples of Jesus after his ascension into heaven. St. Peter delivered the first Christian sermon leading to the conversion and baptism of 3,000 people. Because of Peter's sermon, this day is considered a celebration of the birth of the Christian church. The disciples of Christ had to figure out how to spread the good news without the leadership of Jesus here on earth. Pentecost is an important reminder that our church, the Christian church, even though much has changed in over several thousand years, remains steady as a rock. We follow the teachings of Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and we are blessed every day with the grace of God. Living into change is what all humans have to learn to do. We need to view change as enabling us to learn more and to become more fully ourselves. If we see change as an opportunity, we need not fear it. It becomes an adventure. We will be okay with our change in pastors, as Blaine has always been. Yes, I borrowed the name of my sermon from Bob Dylan. He wrote the song, The Times They Are A-Changin', in 1963. And I was about 10 when that song first came out on the radio. And those of you who are old enough to remember, think about how significant that song was to us and to our sensibilities at that time. Look up the lyrics of this song. They are as timely today as they were then, speaking about change and a way to look at change and kind of what our responsibilities are about change. One last quote from my dear Father Nigel. And live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected you, and loves you as a mother. So go in peace to follow the good road, because God's blessings are always with you. Will you pray with me? Ever-loving and forgiving God, grant us peace and understanding as we experience change and transition. Give us the grace to open our hearts and minds to the leadership and guidance of Reverend Karen. We ask for your comfort as we send Reverend Derek on his way to new challenges as he continues to serve you. We pray that our church will always be strong and faithful to Christ's teachings, and will continue to reach out to our community to share our faith and the good news. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.